This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. It's my honor to be able to interview today Dr. Don Colbert, who's well known for his many books, and I have had the privilege of publishing many of them. And also, we featured him on the cover of the new issue of Charisma magazine, the January-February 2022 issue of Charisma. The headline says, "Diet fads come and go, but God's design for your health has always stayed the same." So you want to stay tuned to hear about that, and especially his new book called Beyond Keto. So stay tuned for my interview, my conversation with Dr. Don Colbert.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, and it's so nice to have you in the studio. Yesterday, I interviewed our number one author, who you probably know as Jonathan Cahn, and Today, our number two author. Used to be our number one author. Yep. Hey, maybe you could sell more books than Jonathan Cahn.
I don't know. We love Jonathan.
Prophetic,
he's great.
Is something to compete with.
I know.
People just have
God. He's a
real
brother. We don't compete
prophetic.
With him. We just support him, too.
You know, I think the first book was 1999, thereabouts, and it was a book that you had written with or for Benny Hinn.
Right.
Walking in Divine Health.
Right.
And
sure.
It was self-published, and we said, give us a chance to see if we can sell this in the bookstores, and you did. And
right.
What is it, maybe 5 or 6 million books later?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's over 10 million now.
Wow,
is
total.
It?
And all your books. Total, yeah. You're way
all
over
of them.
10.
Way over 10. It's just incredible. And, you know, it's not just, listen, when you're a publisher like me, you know, that's important. What do they say? If you're a hammer, all the world's a nail, you know. really, the thing is how many people's lives have been touched and changed. And because you live here and because we've been friends over the years, I know a lot of things, you know, beyond the books and all, but how people's lives have been changed. My wife Joy was just telling a close friend yesterday about how you saved somebody who was at death's door with COVID, you know, which had nothing to do with your book. And so Let's just jump in and talk about the book, Beyond Keto. Well, keto is a real famous, well-known word, lots of books written on it. What is it about Beyond Keto that you wanted to share with people?
Well, I wrote a book back in 2016, The Keto Zone. And with that book, I talked about the tremendous weight loss ability of the keto diet and how it helped with blood sugar control, a lot of the benefits. But then I started noticing people on the keto diet, many were actually having more inflammatory issues, or their cholesterol was going through the roof, or they were being put on statin meds with all these side effects. So I said, wait a sec, just keto is not good enough. We need to improve keto. And shortly thereafter, we took a trip to Greece, and we were in Crete. And in Crete, we had a friend that lives in Crete. And this is an amazing island that has some of the finest olive oil in the world. And we noticed that even though about 40% of the population smoked, there was very little heart disease and hardly any lung cancer. And I said, what is going on here? Why is this not an epidemic of lung cancer with all these people smoking? And they were chain smokers. We'd go to restaurants, it'd just be full of smoke. Mary'd be coughing. We had to sit outside. And they'd ask, please stop smoking. We'd get some people to stop, but they'd light up. They were just chain smokers.
It's not like here in the U.S. where you can't smoke in restaurants.
So
it was
bad. But anyway, I actually went to University of Athens and met with one of the top olive oil experts in the world, Dr. Magiatis, and I saw the tremendous benefits of certain olive oils, the high phenolic kind, but there was a special compound called oleocanthal that I talk a lot about in the book. But to make a long story,
how do you
story,
remember all those names?
Well, it's just I've lived it.
It's the oleocanthal he takes.
I take it every day. It's the most
true.
Amazing.
I can't even pronounce the names if I see them spelled out. And here you just
well, let me just tell you, when we were in Crete, we went to this olive pressing friend of ours, John. He had this an olive press where he was a factory where all the farmers would bring some of the top olives in the world from the plains of Mazara in Crete, which is surrounded by these mountains and a fertile valley where it's surrounded by the ocean and the sea breeze, and the goats and the sheep that were literally eating the grass on the mountain would fertilize the plants, and they would have some of the best olives in the world there. And so John would take people, all the farmers with all these thousands and thousands of olive trees, some older than 2,000 years old, would bring their olives there, and he would press them and make the most amazing olive oil. Well, we went and visited their plant, and when we sat down, he gave us a little shot glass, 2-ounce shot glass, full of this olive oil just pressed from these olives. It was green. It looked like, you know, it looked like it wouldn't be that tasty. So he said, no, just drink it. I said, drink olive oil? I've never done this before. He says, no, we taste all of our olive oil. It's the best thing for you.
You would have thought we were at a wine tasting.
Yeah, it's like a wine tasting. But it's a little shot glass with 2 ounces.
Crackers out there, and we're in this round table, and these little shot glasses, yeah. And you go around, and I thought, this is so weird.
And he says, now I'm going to warn you something. First of all, when you taste it, it's going to burn the back of your throat, and you're going to have a little cough. And I said, doesn't that mean it's bad olive oil? No, he says, that's a sign it's high in oleocanthal, the most powerful polyphenol that protects your arteries and protects your heart. And that's the reason why the Mediterranean diet and your brain and your immune system and why the Mediterranean diet is the most healthy diet in the world. So I said, okay, I'll try it. So I had some. I took a little bit of it and just swallowed it. And sure enough, I got the burn. I got the cough. And I said, wow, that was strong olive oil.
It tastes unlike anything. I mean, you can see when you eat it like that, fresh, squeezed, and it's right there. I mean, you don't have any problem swallowing it. It's so good. It tastes good, but it does burn and it does.
So we have olive oil at home. I know it's not that kind. Should I be drinking
olive
oil?
Yes, you should.
Not that olive oil. No.
But we talk and discuss about how to find good high polyphenol or high phenolic or high oleocanthal olive oil, which is one of the key reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so healthy. As far as the PREDIMED study, which studied 7,000 men and women ages 55 to 80 that were high risk of heart disease, when they were on the Mediterranean diet with lots of veggies and fruits and olive oil and fish, as well as nuts and seeds and beans and peas and lentils, but they cut out what we eat so much of here. They cut way back on red meat and pork and processed meats and processed junk food and fried foods. When they put them on the healthy Mediterranean diet with 1 liter of olive oil a week, and they put the second group
one quart
of olive oil a week, a little over a quart. And the other group they put on the healthy Mediterranean diet, just like there's a healthy keto, there's a healthy Mediterranean diet, along with 1 ounce of nuts a day, which is about 2 tablespoons. And then they put the other group on just a low-fat diet similar to our American Heart Association diet. Well, what they found after following them for a few years, they found that those on the Mediterranean diet with either a liter of olive oil or an ounce of nuts, 2 tablespoons of nuts a day, they had 30% the risk of all heart death from all heart disease and stroke compared to the low-fat diet. 30% less risk, which is unheard of. So because of that, they put the patients on the low-fat diet on the Mediterranean diet with either nuts or olive oil. I'll take them both. But what I've learned is we see all the tremendous benefits of the Mediterranean diet, and including also brain protection. It protects the brain from Alzheimer's, decreases brain atrophy. It promotes longevity. It's anti-inflammatory for the body, plus all the benefits of a healthy keto diet. And I married these together.
So how do you know it helps people with Alzheimer's?
Well, the studies are showing this. The studies.
That was one of the things that...
So I have had two friends, close friends, die of, and you know one of them. And it's like, well, how do you know that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they weren't doing this or weren't doing that?
Well, that's why I'm writing a book for this year. I'm doing my research right now. It's going to be called The Brain Zone. But first of all, we see if you're genetically prone to Alzheimer's. And very few people check it. I check the genetic markers for Alzheimer's, which is the APOE4 gene.
Steve, what this scientist who did in Greece when we went in to the University of Athens.
He's one of the top olive oil researchers.
And we sat down in a conference room.
Dr. Magiatis.
He did a private presentation with a slideshow and data and all this stuff. We were there for an hour and a half because he wanted Don to know all this data that they've been doing and studies. And one of the things they found, tears were pouring down my face. I thought, I wish the whole world could see this. He had rats that they did their advanced Alzheimer's and put them on this oleocanthal.
That's a component of olive oil.
And completely reversed it in the rat studies. So they've been putting it with Alzheimer patients.
Well, they find that the oleocanthal will decrease the beta amyloid that literally is one of the signs of Alzheimer's disease. The body, the brain produces this glue-type material, this called beta amyloid.
That inhibits and it's a the marker, nerve's communication.
Right, it's a marker of Alzheimer's disease. Well, it just so happens this powerful olive oil containing oleocanthal
eats it away.
Helps to get rid of that beta amyloid. But like I say, very few olive oils contain this. So we got to know which ones contain it.
So the people who read your books, not only this one, the other ones, really get the benefit of all this research that you do, all these things that you see in your clinic with patients coming, you know, day after day after day. And the thing I've always liked about you, and of course I've said this before, is that, you know, you're board certified MD with, you know, all that goes along with that. But you also are not afraid to learn new things, like
he's
the benefits
researcher.
Of olive oil, for example.
Yeah, he's a researcher.
There's some doctors that is like, give you a pill or schedule surgery, and that's it.
Well, that's right. That's why I generally want your food to be your medicine. And again, if we can just give the body what foods and beverages, and the, just like the seven pillars of health that I wrote many years ago, those are the key things we need to do to create health and prevent disease. But the Mediterranean diet is so much more advanced than any other diet, especially when you make it more keto, or you lower the sugar, the carbs, and starches in it. And then you add back, once you reach your weight, your good healthy weight, then you add back the healthy carbs, like the beans, the peas, and the lentils. That's one of the reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so healthy for people, but then you cook them in a way where it's healthy for your gut. That's why I wrote the book Gut Zone, because most of the patients I see that are diseased have an unhealthy gut, and the gut is the foundation of health. So what I've done, I've kind of taken the Gut Zone, the keto diet, the Mediterranean diet, and blended it into a lifestyle program we can follow for life and prevent most every chronic disease.
Yeah, because your keto diet is not something you can live on, not really. It's long-term. It's something that helps you restrain the flesh. You restrain your appetite, corral it. It helps you do all those things.
And Mary did this. That's how she lost weight.
But what I couldn't do is live on it.
Right.
It got too boring. It got too monotonous. And it was like, you just kind of, and then you kind of fall off the wagon, so to speak, and you start eating a little more of this, a little more of that. Because the flesh, you know, it's a tough thing to corral.
Now, Mary did it. Tell what you
did,
Mary. But she actually did. She used this program as a roadmap, and she achieved the weight loss she wanted that literally transformed her health. And the thing that got her started, she had a dream. But with this COVID epidemic we're having, people that are obese are at a much higher risk of complications of COVID, as well as COVID pneumonia, cytokine storm, and death from COVID.
Right. And I saw firsthand, Steve, so many people and patients and friends and family members and extended people, because we know thousands of people, you know, like you, who knows someone that died of COVID, and almost every single person was 30 pounds or more overweight. That's in the obese range.
Or type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Yeah, and so that sets them up to be a magnet for this disease. That doesn't mean you're thin and you didn't get it. That's not what I'm talking about, because all groups of people are getting COVID. But what happens is we notice that a high number who died were either diabetic or heart disease but obese. Associated with being overweight or being obese. And I was in the obese category. So it really got my attention. And so I was like, Don, why is it obese people are more at risk of dying?
Listen, I'm not a doctor, but you are not obese.
She used to be.
I was 30 pounds overweight, and that put me in the obese.
She was.
Is that the limit, 30 pounds?
If you're 30 pounds or more,
it's
overweight.
A BMI of 30 or over, and she was over 30.
Yeah, I was over.
BMI,
I was,
body mass index.
Right.
It's a calculation.
Like 31-32%, so I was there. And I asked Don, I said, well, why is it that this is such a problem for people who have that 30 pounds or more overweight. And he said it's because of the vitamin D gets stored in the fat, and vitamin D is critical to your first defense against anything in your immune system. And it can't get it to the organs. It can't get it to the lungs. It can't get it to the heart that you need as a first defense.
And plus all the inflammatory mediators in the fat, the interleukin 6, the C-reactive protein, those inflammatory mediators literally can set off that cytokine storm. And obese people are full of that interleukin 6 and CRP that literally can unleash an inflammatory response into your body that can actually kill you. So they're sitting on a time bomb ticking that can spew out all those inflammatory mediators and literally cause the inflammation to kill your body and your lungs, destroy your lungs.
Which is, in some ways, is what happened to Marcus Lamb. He had type 2 diabetes. He openly talked about this, you know, and he's talked about how he did this to himself, you know, because there was a time he did not eat well. He ate whatever he wanted and didn't restrain. And he did that for too many years, so that he got to the point he had type 2 diabetes. Now, once you have type 2 diabetes for very long, what is it, 10 years?
Anyone with type 2 diabetes will suppress the immune system.
Period.
Sugar suppresses the immune system. It's just that simple. The higher your blood sugar is, the higher risk you have of developing any infection. That's the problem.
But what's amazing to me, Steve, and this is an important point, as precious and as godly, and we love Marcus Lamb. He was like a brother to Don and I. And Joni, we absolutely love those people, and we still do. It didn't make it, you know, the enemy is not a respecter of persons. He's not. He, you know, we want to think, you know, well, we're this godly person, so we have this special protection over us, or we have this special shield that nothing's going to happen to us. That's just not true. We're hearing some of the most precious, godly people that this enemy, COVID, has taken out. And we have to just, every single one of us have to just examine and do what we can to do all we can to take care of this body. Because God is not going to be a respecter of persons when it comes to, if you're abusing your body, you can be the greatest anointed, preaching, precious person in the whole world. And if you're not taking care of your temple, doing all you can to make sure that it's healthy in every way you can, that's a weak link for whoever.
Well, there's certain laws, and you know this better than I do, but most people know common sense. The law of gravity pulls Christians or non-Christians to the ground you step off a ledge or jump out of a window. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a law. And that's one that everybody can kind of understand, but you're talking about laws of eating and nutrition and how your body responds. And you know, the thing is that you do it with sound science, you do it with a spiritual understanding in a way that really communicates. I've never seen anything like it. You just communicate so well, and that's why it's great to read your books. I've read most of them. I'm going to read this one, Beyond Keto. It's available widely. I looked at some statistics this morning, but of course, probably the easiest way is to get it on Amazon.com. And I hope people will get it. And we'll have to do this again. There's no way in a short podcast that we can cover everything. In fact, that's why people need to get the book, and then they can dig into it.
Exactly.
They can look at the research. They can look at the end notes. You can write all over it. You can keep it for reference.
He tells you where to get the olive oil and what kind to get.
That's
where you
good.
Can get it.
That, you make
That's
it in
there.
We also tell you how Mary achieved her goal, and she did amazing. And also we talked about that on the prior podcast on Beyond Keto podcast.
That's great. And so as we wrap this up, I'll give each of you the last word before I say goodbye.
Well, I know that God has an answer for every disease, not some. Every disease. And I know that his promise to all of us is that with God, all things are possible. But the key factor is here is that without you, he'll do nothing. It's with God. But God says, without you, I'll do nothing. So and all things are possible with him.
Amir, I love what Deuteronomy tells us. I believe it's chapter 34. He says, I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Now you choose life so that you and your descendants will live. And that's what I feel this Beyond Keto does. It shows you what to choose, what not to choose. And by simply following this lifestyle, I think this is the key where we marry the two together, the keto, which helps you burn the belly fat, which helps you restore your blood sugar to normal, which helps your immune system. When you burn that belly fat, you are becoming resistant to COVID because belly fat, high sugar, literally invites it in. And then the key Mediterranean diet, the key components of the Mediterranean diet with a high phenolic oleocanthal olive oil, so cardiovascular protective against strokes, heart attacks, dementia, cancer, as well as promoting longevity. And so by putting this together, I tell my patients, I believe this is the lifestyle program, not dietary program, but lifestyle program that will enable people to live over, to be 100 or over, and hopefully they can reach their 120 goal, which so many of my patients have now.
Wow, 120.
Well, that's going to be, they're saying now, the scientists are projecting in the next 10 to 20 years, it's going to be fairly commonplace to see people live to be 120.
What is it, 30 million people on the earth are expected to be 120?
I'm not sure if it's that much,
but I don't have
the exact numbers.
I wonder what the world will be like.
I know.
I'm going to find out, because I'll be
good
here.
For you.
We'll be here. We'll
good
be here, hopefully.
Well, it was
praise
so
God.
Great to see you again and to learn new things and an opportunity to encourage people to read this very important book. And we'll schedule some other things, maybe a Zoom call. I want to really push the new issue of Charisma, the January-February
sure,
issue.
Sure, we'd love to.
Yeah,
and,
thank you for
we'll
that.
Do it in the
that
next
awesome.
Couple of weeks. So
sounds
that was
great.
A great surprise. We had
yes,
no idea.
We loved it. A divine appointment.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was a divine appointment. And I thank my listeners for tuning in. My podcast numbers have taken off for a reason I don't understand.
Praise people God. Love podcasts.
Amen.
Yeah, they do. It's popular. But my podcast,
awesome.
So far this year, is more than the first 3 years put together.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is.
You know,
you
of course, I had small
important.
Numbers the first few years, but
all right.
But
good.
You know, we just talk about things that people are interested in, and
keep it
try
broad.
To encourage them to be led by the Holy Spirit in all their areas of life, and health is important. That's something that is. That we've tried to emphasize over the years. You know, we're not a health magazine or a health company, but, you know, we've done a lot of things with health over the years. And on a personal note, I'll tell you, since I'm coming up on the 8th anniversary of my prostate cancer procedure, that you helped me a lot. You were not my doctor, but as I've said in other settings, and I'll just try to say this briefly before we close up, I had to figure out which doctors were telling me the truth because right. They all had a different opinion.
Right, sure.
And in a couple of conversations, you helped me sort that out. And that was a great blessing to me because
God.
It kept me from, like, freaking out.
Sure.
And I think, you know, I had a happy outcome, which was the goal.
Amen.
So thank you for being on my podcast. And thank you to my listeners and the Facebook Live people who watched today. And tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.